Thank you for choosing to listen to this message from our pastor, Brother Rob Coons. Let us enter now with the saints of God into a service already in progress.
Praise God. You love the Lord? I'm going to read scripture and then we're going to turn back over to another passage in another chapter of scriptures. I want you to turn with me to 1 John, the 4th chapter. There in the very first verse of the 4th chapter, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." I'm going to go back over and read some more scripture, but let me say a couple things here. Now, just by reading this context of scripture, we're going to look in the perspective of thought of, you know, well, we're going to try a spirit of this man and see if he's of God. This man could be a false prophet, because it goes right on in there to explain, you know, many false prophets are gone out. Try that spirit. And that's correct. And I've expounded on this numerous times, but if that's the farthest that we take that scripture, we're going to be lacking, let me say that, in really understanding. Brothers and sisters, many times that we're losing battles, and it isn't because of somebody out here is a false prophet, or because the minister ain't right with God, or this one's not right. There's many times that we're losing battles because we haven't tried the spirit that comes to us by the way of thought. There's spirits that are dealing with us every day. Now, if you just apply this scripture and say, well, when I go to church, I'm going to try the man's spirit and see if he's of God. Or if I hear a man on the radio, I'm going to try his spirit and see if he's of God. Or if I read a man's book, I'm going to try the spirit and see. That's good, and this is applicable. That's exactly the way it should be. But on the other hand, there's going to be so many times that spirits are dealing with you as an individual. They're speaking to you. They're putting thoughts in your heart, putting thoughts in your mind, and you need to be trying those thoughts. You see, a spirit could come to you and could make an allegation against a brother. And it's just a spirit. He comes in and says, man, this brother, thus, thus, and thus, or this. And you could receive that spirit, and it's the spirit of Satan, the accuser of the brethren, the one that came to kill, steal, and destroy. And you could be guilty of receiving a spirit. And we'll probably expound a little more on that, but I want you to turn back a couple books or so. Hebrews 11, the first verse there. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's such a simple scripture, but then yet it seems to be so far from so many. I know that I've struggled with it so oftentimes to really perceive, to understand. It says here again, let me read, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So is faith not seen? Would it be faith if it wasn't seen? It said it's a substance. Faith is a substance. Let's keep it simple here tonight. If I'm having faith, as we stood out here on this ground one day, and I'm having faith, and I say, I have faith that we're going to build a building right here, and we'll be worshiping and fellowshipping right there in that spot. Now this is the substance. But you see, when I spoke it, I said, standing there, I said, we'll have a building right here. That was faith. But now there's a substance of that faith. And if it was something that was spoken by faith, it will bring forth a substance. It'll be an evidence. Could you say that this building is an evidence that I spoke by faith when I said we'll have a building there? Would this be an evidence that it was a spoken word of faith? Now, if a man says, you know, I got faith that God sent me here to start a work and do a work, and it doesn't come to bank, then there's no substance, there's no evidence. So what is that saying? It evidently wasn't faith. Now, why would I speak like this when we're speaking about this other passage of Scripture that says, try the Spirit. I had a man come to me and he had a need. To me, it was a humongous need. I don't limit God, but I'm just saying that's big. And he mentioned the amount of money he needed, and man, it was big. To me, it was big. It was $30,000. And he said to me, he said, you know, Brother Rob, I had a breakthrough last night. I was praying. I broke through in faith, man. And I got a hold of the throne of God. And God told me that it's all taken care of. It's done. You know, I like faith, brothers and sisters. I like to hear the positive faith and a confession of God and faith. I like to see things challenged that are out of your means, out of your ways. Something that you're not capable of being able to do. And then all of a sudden it comes to pass and God makes a way. I like that. But when the man spoke that and he said, man, I had a breakthrough this and that, it didn't minister to my spirit. I didn't say that it wouldn't come to pass to the man because I'm thinking, well, Lord, maybe I'm not in tune with you. Maybe I haven't been in tune. Maybe I'm not receiving what I should. I wouldn't discourage that man and say, I don't believe so. That would be speaking negatively against the positive mind of confession of Christ and faith. Because many times a man could be so positive and speak so positive, but that's not faith. There's a difference in positive mind and faith. The man said it and it didn't bear witness with my spirit. I still wouldn't speak a negative word to him, but it never became an evidence and a substance. But see, he said he had faith and he had a breakthrough, but it didn't come to a substance. What am I saying? Was there faith there? He must not have been faith, because faith said that it will bring an evidence. A substance is something. If I say I'm having faith for $30,000, when I got that in my hand and I'm holding it and the banker can count it, that's a substance. I go to the banker and say, hey, I can pay you back. Now he's going to have faith in something that he's not seen that I'm going to do that. Is that right? But the thing is when there's a substance there and I say, here it is, buddy. I told you by God's power and grace and faith in God that I would have it. Here's your evidence of that I was speaking the mind of God. Here's your evidence. Here, take it. Put it in your hand. Here's the substance. Take it. You see, I could have faith for healing in my body and you could look and still see sickness in my body. But I've already made the breakthrough in faith. You're looking for the substance and the evidence, but I've already got the substance and the evidence because I've already broke through in faith and I saw it. I saw it. I saw the substance. I saw the evidence. You haven't seen it yet, but that's because I've already seen it in faith and it will come to a substance to you. Now you could be carnal and you could be intellectual and you could only believe what you see and touch and you could say, well, I only believe the evidence. But that's not faith. You don't have a need of faith and hope when you have the evidence in your hand. Why would I say I'm hoping and having faith for $1 million if I got it in my hands? That's not faith. You can say, well, I got it by that. Well, that's a different story altogether. But I'm talking about I'm not hoping or having faith for something I've got in hand. There's a difference. Chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, there was something unseen. By faith, there wasn't a world here. By faith, there was nothing. But by faith, it was spoken, and now it's seen. Now you're standing on it. Now you're digging in it. Now you're walking on it. You understand? By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead yet speaketh, when his blood cried out. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. We're speaking about faith, evidently, aren't we, brothers and sisters? And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen and yet moved by fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house by that which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. By faith, Brother Marion Wise received the strength that he needs in his body right now and the healing for the pain that he's in. By faith, brothers and sisters, would it be wrong to add that right in here in the scriptures or the word? Would it be wrong to say by faith we still live and we still have life and we still have strength? So we say, try the spirits. What kind of spirit makes you take something and kills you? What kind of spirit is it that makes you spend money and go to the store and buy something that's costly and put it in your mouth and light it and stick it in your mouth and suck it down in your body to defile the temple of God? What kind of spirit is it that motivates you to go buy something that kills you? What kind of spirit is it that motivates you to go someplace and to get something that kills your testimony, that you can't witness the gospel of Jesus Christ? What kind of spirit is it that makes you do these things? Try the spirit and see it is a God. Is God the one that makes you do that? So see, what is it? It's yielding to a spirit of death. It's yielding to the spirit of the Antichrist. It's yielding to the spirit of Satan. So what do? We get faith. We get faith and we try the spirit. It's not complicated to see. It's not hard to understand. But what we got to find is it's not the issue of smoking. It's not the issue of tobacco. It's not the issue of destroying your health. It's the issue of what spirit is it? What spirit is motivating you to do those things? I remember one of the first times I had an open eye vision of a spirit. And I remember seeing this thing and it was a spirit that was killing a man. And it had to do with tobacco. It scared me because I'd never seen anything like this before. But I saw this with my eyes open. And I looked and it startled me so much and it shook me in my soul, man. It shook me. But when I saw this spirit that had taken this man's body captive, and it had taken this man, and it was the most hideous, terrible looking spirit, and it was just taking that thing. And I've seen this spirit since then. It's like the Bible, as we were reading over there, 1 John, about try the spirit, said there's many antichrists. There's many spirits, brothers and sisters. There's numerous spirits that are going out. We could talk about and get on the hobby horse and come down against people that smoke or alcohol or whatever. It could be jealousy. It could be bitterness. These are all to do with spirits. Hatred is having to do, all these things are to do with spirits. You see, and when you have these things manifesting in your life, you know, lust and all these different things, see, they're spirits. It's not the action of the thing that concerns me as much as it is the spirit that is controlling the body. You see, so we have to get faith to overcome. We read here, and I could go on to read about the elders that had good report, as we saw here, that obtained a good report by faith. By faith. But there's got to be an evidence and a substance. You know, man, I haven't smoked for a week. We can say praise God, but what about 1 year? What about 2 years? What about the power to overcome? Amen. By faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. You see, we got to speak it in the perspective of seeing it. We got to see it, and we got to speak it, and we got to believe it. And then we got to travail and war against those principalities and powers. We can go on down here about Sarah conceiving and having a child when she was beyond age. But somewhere she believed it by faith, is what's recorded right here in the Word, that she saw it by faith. Even though that everything natural would say, you're way beyond the age. You couldn't bring forth a child. You're an old woman. You're way beyond time, way beyond age. But by faith, she heard. By faith, she received. And by faith, she conceived. And by faith, she brought forth a child. Amen? You see, by faith. So the thing is if we got to find out that a lot of times these things that we look at as the offense, if it's alcohol, if it's tobacco, if it's jealousy, if it's envy, if it's strife, if it's bitterness, if it's hatred, if it's anger, if it's malice, if it's backbiting, if it's discord, if it's strife, whatever it is, that is an evidence that you have received the Spirit. So what we have to do is we got to take authority by faith over these spirits. And then we got to say, this is not a fight against the manifestation of the thing. It is a fight against the spirit that's making you do it. You see, we got to overcome spirits. So the thing is if we start walking in the Lord, we see the things that God has brought to our attention. And they're little things. I remember when I first gave my life to the Lord, I thought, if I can get rid of cursing, you know, get rid of drinking and get rid of a few things, this is it, praise God. Those are the things that He showed me then. And then I started having to deal with myself. I started having to deal with old Rob Coons. You say, yeah, he's a tough guy to deal with. Yeah, you don't live with him 24/7. I do. Yeah, and it's tough. But it's by faith we kill him out. By faith we tell him to shut his mouth. By faith we bring Christ alive. By faith we mortify Rob Coons every day. It's a faith walk, brothers and sisters. It's by faith. So what is the evidence by faith that we mortified the deeds of the flesh? We bring forth Christ. It's an evidence of Christ in our life. It's an evidence of the virtue of Lord Jesus Christ. It's an evidence of the holiness of God walking among men. It's the evidence of speaking the things that are godly and righteous and virtuous. It's by faith. So the evidence of that faith is virtue and righteousness and holiness and godliness. The evidence of it is we speak the things that are godly and holy. You see, we walk in the Spirit. We're led by the Spirit. Why? Because we're sons of God. How did we become be sons of God? By faith. Because without faith, we won't know Him. Without faith, we won't see Him. So what is faith? It's substance. So faith is, we got to exercise faith. I'll show you my faith by my works. So you say, bless God, I got faith unto God. I got faith unto salvation. I got faith that I'm a child of God. So I'll say, where's the substance? Where's the evidence? What is the evidence that you're a child of God? What is the evidence that you're a child of the devil? You see, what makes a man the child of the devil? What evidence, what substance makes him that? By the things of the world. By looking like the world, talking like the world, dressing like the world, speaking like the world, walking with the world. It just says you're of the world. So what is the evidence of faith that I'm a son of God? What's the evidence? evidence of faith that I'm born again? What's the evidence of faith that my name's been put in the book of life? The evidence of the holiness and godliness and virtue and righteousness and walking and led by the Spirit of God. Because the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So if the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, then the thing is, that's the evidence of it. I'll show you my faith by my works, the works of righteousness, the works of godliness, the works of holiness, the virtuous things of God, the works to put tobacco under my feet, the works to put alcohol under my feet, the works to put cursing under my feet, the works to put lying under my feet, the works to put all of the things that are unpleasing to God. You see, now we're talking about bringing forth a substance. You see, without faith, you won't know God nor please God. So I want to know God. I want to please God. So the only way I can know Him is by faith. So now I've got to have a substance. The only way I can know God is with an evidence. And the only way I can know God is with a substance. You see, what about those who stood before the Lord? Hey, I prophesied in your name. I cast out devils in your name. Was that the substance? Was that the evidence? See, he was looking for something else, wasn't he? Had to be looking for something else. He was looking for something more than that. What is the substance of a Holy Ghost-filled life? What is the evidence of a Holy Ghost-filled life? What is the substance of that faith? What is the evidence of that faith? You see, faith has got to bring forth an evidence. Now the thing is then yet the Bible says that he's afraid of you that are seeking after signs. See, someone would say, well, I have an evidence of the Holy Ghost in the infilled life because I speak in tongues. But then yet, if prophecy is the greater gift of desire than tongues, prophecy can't be greater than the Holy Ghost, so that must not be the evidence that God's looking for. He surely couldn't be looking for that as the evidence. So tongues talking can't be the evidence of the Holy Ghost-filled life. Because that's not what he's looking for. But he did say this. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe, that they'll cast out devils and they'll speak in tongues. So now we got a scripture that says this. This is a sign of them that believe. But it didn't say to them that are filled with the Holy Ghost. Because Satan believes also, doesn't he? Doesn't he? The Bible said that he believes. He even got fear and trembling. Some of us don't have the fear and trembling that we need. I'll tell you what, when God gets a hold of a man and shakes him from the innermost core, man, and shakes him a little bit, he'll find the fear and the trembling before the living God. Amen. You see, brothers and sisters, we've got to learn that when we go back over here to the scriptures about trying the Spirit, see if it's of God. And we got to start learning to challenge what we're thinking on. You see, if we're going to take a spoken word by faith, we said right here in the beginning of this, it said that these worlds were framed by faith. They were spoken into an existence in the substances of an earth that's floating around out here in an orbit. But it was first a spoken word by the Lord. And that faith has brought now a substance. So if we start considering and looking, here is something that spoke in. He said, let there be light. By faith there was light. You see, now we're speaking something. Now the power of the spoken word is very powerful. Within your lips, the Bible talks about the poison of an asp. It talks about you've got power in your words. You got power in what you speak. And there's two sources of power that are come forth in the spoken word. You have the power to kill, and you have the power to produce life. And many times, brothers and sisters, we find that the words could be so heavy. A brother shared the vision with Brother Pike. And he said that they saw a gun being fired and shot in the vision. And he said, that's the sister's mouth. You see, sometimes we have these kind of vision. We think, oh yeah, man, you know, a gun and thus and us. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. What kind of weapons do we have? It was a sword that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. And it was a two-edged sword that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus, dividing the soul and the spirit. It's a sword, brothers and sisters, that can take and decapitate and kill and destroy. Amen? You see, we got to understand that as this vision went forth, that this woman, it was her mouth, it was killing. It was shooting. Another man had a name that sounded like cyanide. And Brother Pike said that the man's wife was poison. He said, why is this name cyanide? Because it's poison. You see, and it was a poison that would go forth. And when this woman sat in the midst of other sisters and other things, there was poison going forth. See, people wouldn't think much about that. You know, if you put a little bit of poison in a glass of water and somebody drank it and they died, they would hold you for murder. Is that right? That's what they would do, is they'd hold you for murder. But then yet there's people that are killing in another realm, another dimension altogether. And they don't even see it sometimes. But it will come to a substance and an evidence. You see, we got to learn to watch things in another realm. Try the spirit. One could say, I don't see anything really wrong with smoking. The Bible said if it offends your brother to eat meat, don't eat it. As an individual called me not long back, said, well, you know, I don't see what's wrong with this. I don't see what's wrong with that. I don't see what's wrong with that. And I said, listen, you're on the wrong trail. I mean, that's a dangerous trail. If you're in your mind saying, well, I don't see nothing wrong with this. I don't see nothing wrong. What you're supposed to be in the mind of, what can I sacrifice? What can I sacrifice and give unto the Lord? What can I give up in this life? What can I sacrifice? The desirable things to give those up. You see, that gets God's attention, brothers and sisters. So we're speaking about faith. We're talking about people taking a hold of faith and overcoming things. We're talking about a man that saved his household from the flood of this world when the world was destroyed by water because he had faith and saw this world going to be destroyed. And he took and built a boat and saved his household by faith. He saw the wrath of God. By faith, he saw a boat. By faith, he built it. By faith, he saved his household. By faith, Enoch walked with God and pleased God. By faith, he was translated and does not see death. This was all done by faith. Again, Sarah brought forth a child by faith. You can go on down through here and read. Abel's blood cried out by faith. You understand that? Because he knew that his sacrifice was pleasing unto the Lord. You see, brothers and sisters, by faith, and we cannot know God without faith. We cannot see God without faith according to the Bible. So by faith, we got to start trying the spirits and recognizing what spirits are we of. What is speaking through me? What is motivating my conversation? Wives, what is motivating you to speak to your husbands the way you speak? Husbands, what is motivating you how you speak to your wives? A man called me and said, man, I need some counsel. And I listened to him for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And he said, I need counsel. And I listened to him for 15 minutes, talk, talk, talk. And I said, now listen, I've listened very well. But are you ready to receive what the answer is? You see, everybody, brothers and sisters, all men's hearts are fashioned alike. A man always comes, man, my wife, 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 my wife. I'm experienced. My wife, my wife, my wife, my wife, my wife, my wife, my wife. And the woman's the same way. My husband, my husband, my husband, my husband. But brothers and sisters, a thing is when a man, if his wife is in problems and complications, and there's things that's happening in her life, the man many times can't change that, but what he can change is what he's doing. And this is where my counsel started going. Well, this is what you can do. You might not be able to change your wife, but this is what you can change, what you're doing. I'm dealing with more than one man that says their wife is hard. Why is the wife hard? Who created the hardness of the wife? I know God said that he went over and hardened Pharaoh's heart. Did God harden your wife's heart because of your hardness? Because of your insensitivity to the things of God? Because your lasciviousness to the things of God? Did God the one to go and prepare or harden your wife's heart? And you could sit and say, my wife, my wife, my wife, my wife, when you should be saying, it's me, Lord, it's me, Lord, it's I, Lord God. It's me standing in the need of prayer. It's I'm the one that's needing help. So we're talking about trying the spirits. So as I find that, you know, well, it's this one makes me do that. It's this one makes me do that. Or I do this because of that. No, you do that because it's spirits. You've yielded your members to spirits. There's people that have yielded themselves to spirits for so long. Then they come to God and they want to take and change the name of that rotten devil they got and make it sound like something that's spiritual for they can feel like they can carry that old unclean, filthy thing. A man came to me and he said, listen, my wife listened to you on the radio and she listened to you. Man, she was moved by God and she wants to come over and meet you and she wants to bring you some of her messages for you could preach them on the radio. She's got a problem, he said. She knows that she can't get before people and preach because she smokes. But that's the thorn in her flesh, a buffeter sin of Satan, and because of her much revelation. This is what the man said to me. I'm not interested in preaching what your wife's got to think or what she's got to say. It ain't the revelation. It was the tobacco's not a thorn in the flesh or a buffeter sin of Satan because of that woman's much revelation. She didn't have no revelation. The revelation would have gave her the strength and the power. As I was ministering to a minister and the Lord kept speaking to me, tobacco. And I'm talking to this guy and I find the Spirit of God coming forth from me. I find the Spirit of the Lord really speaking to this guy and he really did have a drawing. And he asked some questions to me that were really drawn to things of God and I was really trying to help him. But this thing kept saying, tobacco, tobacco in my spirit, tobacco. And I'm thinking, Lord, why do you keep saying this? And finally, I just stopped. I said, okay, Lord, I'm listening to you. And I said, sir, I'm going to ask you a question. I said, do you smoke? Well, you know, yeah, I do. You know, like, you know, wait a minute, preacher, you're talking about all this awesome stuff, and you're talking about all these heavenly things and all these spiritual things. Now, what in the world are you throwing a question like that at me for? And he said, yeah, I do. And I said, listen closely, sir. You don't know more. That's exactly what I said. You don't know more. I said, God's not giving you a choice to continue on in smoking. As of right now, you are no longer a smoker, sir. That's what I said to him. I said, you are no longer a smoker. You don't have the grace of God to continue on in it. God has brought this right now, and you have got to take my faith in God, and you've got to put this under your feet now, and you got to walk, because I said, it's destroying your work and your testimony. I ain't heard back from him. Several months. I don't know if it's been a year. Probably close to it. I ain't heard back from him no more. Do you think he did it? Nope. Do you think he had a choice? Nope. Do you think his smoking will cut him off from God? Yes, I do. There'll never be a man in hell because he smokes. But there'll be many men in hell because it's a spirit of rebellion against God himself. When God tells you to put something down and put it away, you best do it. My sister came into the altars and she said, I want to quit this smoking. I said, are you sure? You've been playing around with it. You've been playing games with God. You've been playing with God and you think this and now you're coming into church and you're going to come to a Holy Ghost filled preacher and you're going to tell him that you want to quit smoking? I said, are you sure? Yeah. And I said, well, you're not going to like the way I pray. I said, God, if she smokes another cigarette, make her deathly sick. She had a stroke the next day. Paralyzed. You understand that? Had complications and it went on into full paralyzation and she laid in a bed and died. And you say, man, I don't want you praying for me. Well, that's the way I pray. Let's quit playing games with God. And things are pulling in. Things are tightening in. America's been playing games with God too long. Look at the leadership that's coming into our country now because of America playing religious games with God. America has been just playing games and look at where we're at. Do you want to play games with God? Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be at? Where do you want to be? By faith, brothers and sisters, let's serve God. So what is it? What is it in your life? You say, I don't smoke. You know, it sounds like this message tonight's about smokers and people using tobacco. You know, brothers and sisters, smoking is such a little problem. That's the easiest problem I could think. I wish to God that the only challenges that I had in the spirit realm was to give up tobacco. I'm telling you what, tobacco is one of the easiest things, thus saith the Lord, to quit. It is so easy to quit smoking. Let me tell you something. It's so easy. All you do is you take that little box and you look at it and you say, what is this? You think this little thing is going to defile my heart, my soul, and my spirit with God and bring a reproach to me? You think this little box is going to make me feel unworthy to pray and worship my God? Throw it in the trash! It's that simple. And you put it down. And when that old spirit comes back and says, you want one of them? Say, I don't want one of them. That's a lie. Devil, you're a liar. I don't want one of them. Brothers and sisters, my Bible teaches me I've got all authority and all power over smoking, over alcohol, over lust, over whatever. It don't matter, brothers and sisters. I got the authority and the power. When them doctors, when I didn't have the choice because I was busted up in my body and they put hoses in me and tubes in me and spinal taps in my back, they had me as a dope addict. You understand? I was a drug addict. Okay, not by choice. I was addicted to drugs. And I had a choice by faith in God. The doctor says, no, you're too busted up. You got no business coming on that. But I started getting back in my thing. This ain't right. I don't like the way this does my body. I don't like the way this makes me feel. I don't like something pulling on my spirit that thinks it's got authority and power. I don't like something to weaken my spirit down where it makes me more subjected to spirits that come in. I said, no. I said, I'm going to get rid of this thing. I'm going to quit. And they laughed at me and said, oh yeah, you'll be in my office in a week asking for more. He said, it's going to take methadone to get you off of that stuff. And it's going to take you 6 weeks. And I said, no, it won't. I'll be off of it. Oh yes, I was a travail. It's a travail. It's a fight. But I was determined by faith. I said, you know what? I'm going to show this doctor some substance and some evidence because I'm not going to be back in here for him to sign his little name on that pill bottle. I'm not going to get back in here for him to put his name on it. And it moved him so much, he called me when I was off down in Dallas, Texas, when he called me. Where are you at? How come you ain't in my office? Because my faith! I got rid of that thing. You understand that? I'm not testifying about me being anything. It's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and His works. And I recognize what those things are as their spirits. Oh no, it's just a drug. There's people so bound up by prescription medications. And just because it's given by a doctor, you're still a dope addict. It don't matter if it's the guy on the corner or if it's the doctor. It's all the same. You know, and I know that there's medications that do good and help. And I can thank God when I was busted up, they helped me. But I come to my senses and realize I don't need this. I thank God for medications. I thank God for the medicines that they had me on. But I didn't need to stay on it. They ruin people. They say, you got to stay on it. You got to keep taking this. You got, and they want to keep you on that stuff. They want to keep you going. They'd probably still be giving it to me if I wanted it. I don't want their stuff. Amen? The thing is old Satan will start talking to you when you're a child and when you're young. Oh, yeah, you know, you need to smoke for you can be macho, for you can be the man. And all of a sudden, something gets a hold of your body. And it's all of a sudden, something takes control of your body. And all of a sudden, something is making you desire and want something. You're bigger than that. Take authority over it and say, shut up, devil! Shut your mouth! I'm a blood-bought, born-again child of the King. I've been filled with God's Spirit. I've got all power. I got all authority over tobacco. I got a power and authority over that. The minister that came and sat right there, right in front where Dale's at. And he brings his wife over, says he's a Holy Ghost filled man of God, preaching the revelation and preaching the gospel, and his wife smokes. What a shame. Man ain't got his house in order, and that's why he ain't going to do anything for God. He needs to get his household in order. That's what the man needs to do. I pretty much let him know that when he was here. I ain't seen him back yet. Amen. But praise God. Let's grow up. Don't come and say that you're a minister of the gospel and not be able to take reproof and rebuke and get exhorted a little bit in the things of God. Brothers and sisters, let's get on board with God. Amen. We need to get on board with the Lord. And we need to get faith in God. If you think God is going to change your mortal body to immortality, and then you have enough faith to believe that he's going to change you from death unto life, how are you going to think you got enough faith to overcome tobacco, or to overcome alcohol, or to overcome lust, or to overcome evil surmising or bitterness or anger or hatred? We got to be overcomers. That's what my Bible says we are. We're overcomers. How? By faith. Okay, I got faith. I'm an overcomer. And faith cometh by hearing of the word. So, did you hear? Have you heard the word of God tonight? Have you heard the exhortation of the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. We can do all things through Christ. We can do all things. How long do we keep playing with demon spirits? I said, you see somebody that would be listening to me right now that has a problem with tobacco and think, my, this guy's tough. But what about a homosexual? What if a homosexual come into the church? And we say, oh, you know, hey, you want to know Jesus? Let me lay hands on you and impart the Holy Ghost. And let me pray that God will let you receive the Spirit of God. How long are you going to let him sit in your services and still be a queer? Here, let's let him teach Sunday school. Come on, brothers and sisters, let's think about it. I don't want somebody that's a homosexual down in my Sunday school classes teaching your children. I don't want him driving a bus, taking your children to church. I don't want him sitting in your presence. We say, oh yeah, but that's a different thing. But what about when you're smoking and you call yourself a mother or a father, or you're smoking and you want to be an example to people, and you're telling them, hey, I'm a Christian, it's okay to do this. You might have blood on your hands. It's okay. What are you saying's okay? Let's live a godly life, a holy life, a virtuous life. Amen? Let God give us the power of the Holy Ghost to come out of that stuff. We don't need to be doing those things. It's like I told the man as a minister. I said, you're no longer a smoker now. The grace of God is over for you. You call yourself a preacher? The grace is gone. You're no longer a smoker. Don't go back to it. I exhorted him like that. Never heard from him again. You know why? Because there's a demon spirit. It was a demon spirit that had that man bound. You see, God's grace is sufficient, brothers and sisters, for little young people. We got to be careful, brothers and sisters. Amen. We got to find out what the Spirit of God is drawing us to do. We got to start immediately learning to walk in obedience to God. Amen. We got to start learning that when the Spirit of the Lord is quickening and pulling and calling and drawing us, that we surrender and submit to that Spirit. Why, this youngest sister is young in the Lord. She needs to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. And say, God, I don't want anything in my life that would hinder me to have that close relationship with you. God, I believe that you have all authority and all power. I believe, Lord God, that you could equip me with this kind of power that I could put this under my feet. Lord God, for it won't bring condemnation. Condemnation is the opposite of faith. Condemnation kills and destroys. And my Bible said there's no condemnation to them that walk in the Spirit, that not walk after the flesh. You understand that? This sister's learning to walk. She's just coming to the Lord. You know, a little baby's got to learn to walk. This other man that come to me was a minister. He says he's a minister and he wants to smoke. God have mercy. You have enough faith in God to think that you're a minister going to preach God's word and don't have enough power to overcome that kind of stuff? Come on. Brothers and sisters, we're inexcusable. Remember the scriptures the other night? Who has bewitched us? Brothers and sisters, come on, we're inexcusable. We've got to go on in the things of God. We got to start taking in these things and start challenging ourselves to walk by the Spirit of God. Walk by faith. Walk by faith. Start trusting and believing. And you say, well, how do I walk by faith? By following follow in the Spirit of God, and He's wooing and leading and guiding and drawing you. And He says, I'll help you. You can overcome this. And then you got to try that Spirit. Now all of a sudden, the Spirit's going to come, and there'll be a Spirit that comes and lies to you and says, oh, it's okay with God. God loves you so much, and He knows that you're weak, and you can't overcome that smoking. It's okay. His grace is sufficient for you. It's okay. It's all right. Just go ahead and keep on sucking on that old weed. Just keep on doing it, man. It's okay. God loves you. You see, you need to try that kind of Spirit, because that was a big fat lion devil, the same one that was there in the garden. It was that big old lion devil, the one that was lying to Eve there and said, it's all right. Surely you could take of that. It's good. It's pleasing to the eye. Go ahead and take of that. It's all right. You know, it's good. You'll just become as God. You see, that same lying devil that was there in the garden deceived the woman, that same lying devil be saying, it's all right. It's okay. You know, let's just grow up and gird up our loins, say amen, and just say, devil, shut your mouth. Devil, I'm tired of you taking my life. Devil, I could look back at my life and see where you've robbed and you've taken and you stole from me and you've taken the things from me, and you ain't taking my life no more. Devil, just shut your mouth. I'm a son of God. I'm born again. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, and I've got all authority. You ain't going to put these things on me. I've got authority over it. I'm putting it under my feet. I'm putting bitterness under my feet. I'm putting anxiety under my feet. I'm putting jealousy under my feet. I'm putting tobacco under my feet. I'm putting alcohol under my feet. I'm putting diverse lust under my feet. All kinds. The lust for the world, the lust for the flesh, the lust for pride and to be proud, the lust for women, the lust for men. I put all that under my feet. Why? Because I'm a born again child of God with all authority and all power. Amen. And the devil's not going to take my life. He's not going to utilize my members. He's not going to take and use this vessel. You see, the devil is a spirit, and he has to find a body that he could use and speak through. Just like the vision with the gun going up, pow. The devil wants to come in by thought. He'll come into your mind, and then he'll get you to speak. And then all of a sudden, you'll be the devil's advocate. You'll be speaking for the devil. You'll be discouraging your husband. You'll be discouraging your wife. You'll be discouraging others and things because you do it. And the devil's going to come in. He's going to try to do something in your life to weaken your testimony. You see, brothers and sisters, how would I be trying to talk to a drunk and an alcoholic saying, man, I've got the power and the authority, and God will do the same for you, and then I suck on a beer or shoot up a shot of liquor or whatever. How could I be testifying to a man that my God is power and authority doing those things? How could I tell somebody that they need to be saved when I got a cigarette hanging out my mouth? The Bible said He gives me salvation to come out of the world. You understand that? Salvation is out of the world. You're saved out of the world. And the thing is if it offends my brother to eat meat, I can't eat meat. You say there's nothing wrong with eating meat. Yeah, there is something wrong with eating meat. If it offends my brother, there's something wrong with it. I'll have my brother's blood on his hands. You say, well, you think a guy could go to hell because he eats meat? Yes. Because he offended the brother. The Bible said you better off to put a millstone around your neck and cast yourself into the lake as to offend a little one. Well, you know, this is okay, this okay, this okay. Man, it's not, it's spirits. You're yielding to spirits that make you do things. There is a thing that you could do that would be okay. Lust means strong desire. We're not supposed to lust after anything in a strong desire of such. We could have a strong lust. We could say our desire for God and His Word and His things and His provisions. But anything outside of God, if we lust after with a strong desire, becomes a god to us. And it destroys us. Lust isn't always speaking of immorality or perversion of a sexual sense. There's people that are eat up and bound in lust for the things of this world. Lust for the things of this life. You understand that? You see, you have to eat. I have to eat. But we could get a devil on us and we overdo it. You see, there is a lust, brothers and sisters, that makes us do things. And we need to take authority. That's why we fast, say, shut up. Shut up, Satan. Shut up. You say, what do you mean, Satan? What do you think that thing is that growls down there? Oh, that small stomach. And that's that old beast growling down there from the innermost part, from the abyss. He's crying out. It's a beast. You got to learn to understand things. Spiritual warfare. You got to learn to understand. You see, you don't just go along and submit your flesh to anything and everything that feels fine and feels good. You learn to say, shut up. Shut up, devil. Shut your mouth. You ain't running this household. This is a house of God. I don't even want you around here. You resist, and what does he do? He flees. When you don't resist that tobacco spirit, it won't flee. But when you resist it and you say, get behind me, Satan, shut your mouth. I'm not going to yield. I'm not going to lean. Then it flees. It's gone. It's not hard. It's not complicated. You know why? Because we're sons of God. It's not complicated. It's easy. It's an easy thing to do. It's not complicated. Brother Ed did it. He smoked for many years. He come into this church. He started playing the guitar for me, and I smelled smoke. And I turned around right from the sacred desk, but over another church. I said, you smoke? He said, yeah, I'm not going to hypocrite around about it. And I said, well, make a decision. I love you, but make a decision. You're either going to smoke or play the guitar. He had a greater desire to serve God and play the guitar and to help minister in music than he did to smoke. So guess what? One had to leave. So what is it with you? Do you have a stronger desire to serve God or serve the things and the pleasures of this world? Take it and just get rid of it. It's not hard. You're inexcusable. It's not hard. If you, again, expect God to change your body from mortal to immortal, if you're going to expect him to grant life, change in a moment, a twinkling eye, can't you expect him to take that desire away from you, that you could put that thing down? Come on now, isn't it? It's that simple. You know, you say, we make it sound so simple. It is so simple. It is that simple. All you got to do is to have a desire to say, that's it. I'm tired of the devil taking my life. I'm tired of him robbing my life. I'm tired of him taking my body and using it for his glory, for his honor, for his gains, and for him. I don't want him using my mouthpiece to bring discouragement. I don't want him using me to kill, steal, and destroy. I don't want him using my strength and my power and my vessel. He's done robbed enough from me. He's done taken enough away from me. So I'm giving my body to the Lord. This is a temple of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, don't defile the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is the temple of God. I want God dwelling in me. I don't want smoke dwelling in me. I don't want the things of this world dwelling in me. I don't want it. It's what it shows when you hit on that cigarette. It shows that smoke when it comes out, coming out of the abyss, the bottomless pit. That's what it shows. It's an allegory. You don't want to show that. Come on, let's get rid of those things. Amen. Praise God. Anybody want to smoke? Don't have no desire. God loves you so much that he ministered the gospel to you tonight of the Lord Jesus Christ with the power and the authority and the strength. Amen. And you've got the authority to declare right now in your heart, thus saith the Lord, that you are no longer a smoker. Do you believe that, Brother Rob? I believe that with all of my heart. Amen. I have got the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ in my life, and I can speak now and say, thus saith the Lord. You've got all authority and all power to overcome tobacco and just exercise it and walk therein and utilize it. Amen. I believe the sister loves the Lord, and I believe she's got the Spirit of God, and I believe that God is with her and helping her, and I believe she'll take heed to what the Spirit of God has said unto the church. Amen. Thus saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm sick and tired, and I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to leave me. I'm speaking strength right now. Thus saith the Lord, I'm speaking health, and I'm speaking that this must go in Jesus' name. Is it that simple, Brother Rob? It's that simple, brothers and sisters. My God has all authority and power. He spoke this world and the framework of this world and spoke it into an existence. He's took mud and dirt and clay, amen, and made a man. Then he took, when he walked among men, and took dirt out of the ground and spit on it and formed an eyeball in a socket. He, through Brother Peter, he took a man by the hand and he told that man, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee. He said, rise up and walk. And the strength went in that man's ankles that never ever walked before. And the strength came in to his ankles and things, and he come up. And the same God with another prophet of God spoke unto a valley of dry bones, and he said, let there be an army of the Lord. And they saw chenoo and flesh start going onto the bones as the bones started rattling in the grave. And they started rattling in the chenoo, and the flesh came on it, and then there was a mighty army of God standing before. We're talking about a God, brothers and sisters, that's the same today, yesterday, and forever. And the only thing that makes that God not the same today is people letting devil lie to him and walk in unbelief. Amen. And but we got to start knowing who our God is, and knowing that he's the same God, brothers and sisters. The same God that made a woman way up in her years bring forth a child. That's God, brothers and sisters. That is a God, amen. That's the God that is the God of today. He's the God that we're talking about here at Christian Temple Church. He's the God that filled me with his power, filled me with his spirit, amen. He's the God that put my name in the book of life, amen. He's the God that took the beating upon his back for my healing, amen. He's the God that said it's expedient that I go back to the Father, that I could send back the Holy Ghost, the power. He said he'll give us the power, brothers and sisters. The power for what? To overcome tobacco, to overcome alcohol, to overcome lust, to overcome lying, to overcome cheating, to overcome this world, amen. He gave us the power, brothers and sisters. And what is the evidence of it, brothers and sisters? Is to exercise it and to draw nigh unto the Lord and walk in the Spirit and to put all of the unpleasing things behind us, amen. He gives us that authority and power. Let's stand together. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God's good. I feel the Spirit of the Lord. God is good. Amen. Praise God. You love the Lord tonight? Did He give you all authority and all power? Amen. Did He hold anything back from you? Nothing whatsoever. Praise God. Praise God. We just trust, we believe, and we pray. And we pray by faith. And then we look for the evidence of the manifestation of faith in God. Amen. I understand travail. I told you that I overcome addiction to a very strong drug. They said they call it a hillbilly heroin. I watched my brother convulse. I watched him puke. I watched him wringing wet. I watched him run a fever. I watched him shake. I've taken him to the emergency room and things as his body craved for heroin as he was addicted and was putting $600 a day in his veins and watched it take control of his life and his body. Took a good young man and made him an evil individual by lusting for those things. But it was a spirit that overtook and powered his life. So I know what heroin can do, and I know what cocaine can do. I know what Oxycontin can do. I know what those things could do, but I know my God exercised authority and dominion. No, it wasn't that I spoke the word and said, you know, I'm going to quit this thing, and all of a sudden, the next day, I was walking without it. I travailed in the spirit, and it became a warfare. And it was Satan, man, saying, no, you got to have this. You got to need this. I won't let you sleep. I'll keep you up all night. I won't let you eat. He said, I won't let you be warm. He made me freezing cold. And then he said, I won't let you be freezing cold. And then he made me hot as could be. And then he made me hot as could be and freezing cold at the same time. We're speaking about spirits, brother. And he said, I'm going to show you, you're going to bow down to me and you're going to desire this and you're going to want this and you're going to take this. I said, no, you ain't going to touch me, you lying devil. I've already got deliverance of this. Amen. But my body shook. My body ached. My body didn't sleep 3 days and three nights. No sleep. I'm not saying that to make a point. I'm not evangelistically speaking, saying that for you can say, oh yes, I did not sleep for 3 days and three nights. Was up all night long, all night, and my body's sick and ringing wet and going through it, but I overcome because I was determined by the power of the Holy Ghost and the strength in God. Amen. And I did it with the help of God. Amen. Amen. So what I'm saying, when I say you, it's easy, you can do it. It is easy because God will be there with you and God will help you. Amen. Amen. And all you got to do is say, shut up, you lying devil. When you think that you got to have something, you think you got to have it, just say, shut up, devil, and put it down. Amen. Put it under your feet and say, devil, you can't touch me. Amen. I've got all authority over you, over your tobacco, over your alcohol. I got authority over your bitterness and hatred. I got authority, devil. Amen. You talk to him like that. If you don't, you need to start. You need to talk to the devil a little bit and say, devil, you're the father of all lies. And I know your destiny. Your destiny is eternal damnation and eternal devastation and eternal hell. And my destiny is of overcoming life with Jesus Christ. Amen. Talk to him and let him know who you are. Amen. That's what you got to do. The Lord spoke this world into an existence, and you speak a new life and a new world into an existence by talking to the devil and say, I'm a child of God. Amen. I'm an overcomer. I've got all authority. I've got all power. Devil, you can't touch me. You can't lay anything to my charge. You can't harm me. You're defeated. You've been defeated by the works of Jesus Christ at Calvary. Amen. And I'm going to show you by faith that I am an overcomer because I'm one with Him. I'm bone and bone and flesh of the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel pretty good, man. Amen. You feel good tonight, Brother Ed? Hallelujah. It's good to be an overcomer, isn't it? Amen. Brother Dale's a nice to be an overcomer. Amen. Brother Troy, you glad to be an overcomer tonight? Brother Howard, are you glad to be an overcomer tonight? Brother Chuck, are you glad to be an overcomer tonight? Amen. You know, brothers and sisters, we can overcome all things. We can put all things under our feet. Amen. I thank God to be a son of God. Amen. I thank God. Amen. And just think, if these little things didn't come along, we didn't have nothing to exercise. Didn't have none to exercise how good we are. Amen. If you kept telling me how good of a marksman you are, man, I could shoot this gun. I'm good. But one day we might be hungry and you could pull that thing out and you could drop maybe a deer or something like that and we could eat it. And we can say, you know what, you showed. You know what, this is time. These kind of things, you know, come along in your life. It gives you the opportunity to show Satan that you are an overcomer. To show him your authority and power. It's time to fight. The weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. It's time to fight. The Bible said a good soldier for Christ Jesus keeps himself unspotted from the things of this world. Amen. It's time to gird up our loins like men. The Bible said put on the full armor of God. Amen. There's a time to take the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, brothers and sisters, the belt of truth. There's time to put the gospel gospel shoes of peace on. There's a time for the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. It's time to take these things and start warring against the enemy that has taken and tried to destroy life. Take authority of our life and say, Satan, no more are you going to rob from me. No more are you going to steal from me. No more. I've got all authority. You're not going to take my health by putting cigarettes in my mouth. You're not going to take my strength by lying to me and cheating me any longer. I'm going to endure forever and ever and ever, thus saith the Amen. Lord. Let's take authority and know who we are in Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You still got the victory over there?
Amen.
All right, let's sing a song. Praise God. I love the Lord. Amen.
In a deep, dark grave, and know that my
we love you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel the strength of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I feel the Spirit and the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As we sing this song and we're all standing together, I want you to lift your hands to the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. I've got all authority and power over you. And I say, take your lying, deceiving hands off this family in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now, Father God, that the virtue of the Lord and the power and the strength of the Holy Ghost has equipped this sister right now to overcome in Jesus' name. Father God, I spoke your word, Lord God. I've yielded to your Spirit. Father God, I know your word is true and your word is real, Lord God. And I know, Lord God, that your word is spirit and life. And Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you impart the spirit and the power and the authority to overcome in this saint right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. All you have to listen for is a testimony. Amen. And you say, when will it come forth? Well, it's already gone forth by faith, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the substance and the evidence of it is a non-smoker. The substance and the evidence of it is somebody that has walked away from bitterness and hatred and animosity and strife and envy and jealousies and those things. That's the substance, brothers and sisters. Amen. Amen. My God is real. You know, if you give an antidote to somebody that has a problem and you give them an antidote, if they've got a complication of some sort, you say, this is an antidote, and they take that, you look for a substance of the antidote to bring forth a change in that individual's life. If the antidote is for some kind of an element or sickness or disease, then you look for the evidence, the substance that disease is gone. Amen. The antidote is the Holy Ghost. The antidote is the power of God. The antidote is the Word of God. We've spoke the Word tonight by faith in God. We've spoke the Word as a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm called in defense of this Word. Amen. I cannot act this word out, brother. So that's his part. He is the vindicator of his word. Amen. And you will see an evidence and a vindication of his word spoken forth Amen. By the authority and power of Praise the Holy God. Ghost. Amen. So just look and watch. Let's Amen. Sing another song as we close the service. Amen. Y'all love the Lord tonight.
We hope this message has enlightened and encouraged you. If you would like to receive other messages and teachings from Brother Rob, please feel free to contact us. Our web address is christiantempleonline.org, or you may write us at Christian Temple, P.O. Box 735, High Point, North Carolina 27261. We, the brothers and sisters of Christian Temple, would like to invite you to come worship with us. Our services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning and 7 p.m. on Wednesday and Friday nights. We are located at 3842 Mount Gilead Church Road, Sophie, North Carolina, 27350. For directions, go to christiantempleonline.org/map. Thank you again for listening, and may God richly bless you.